In part four of our series, Return to Nam, a once-in-a-lifetime trip back to Vietnam for 53 Vietnam veterans. In communicating with Chris Berkers of the Old Glory Honor Flight Board of Directors, the trip is going fine so far. They were in China at 10 a.m. yesterday and were expected to land in Vietnam at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, with a chance to do some sightseeing and then do some relaxing from the long trip there.
Got a little bit of sleep tonight. We got up and then went to Independence Palace, or used to be the President's Palace, which is now a museum. After the palace, we took the bus and finished a tour of the city and went by the War Remnants Museum, which is in Ho Chi Minh City, or known as Saigon back in the war. Followed by that, we went through a lacquer factory and store. It's followed by a visit to the old post office, which was built by the French about 100 years prior to the Americans coming here, which has a Notre Dame Cathedral across the street. Winding up our tour today, and then we'll be having dinner tonight at the Caravelle, which is where all the generals stayed when they were in Saigon during the war.
We also had a chance to catch up with Michael Sheedy, who is also on that trip in Vietnam. And Sheedy, from Vietnam, says that he was in the Navy. And even though he never stepped foot on the wartime ground, he was there helping during the evacuation effort.
The ship I was on, the USS Henry B. Wilson, DDG-7, was involved in evacuation of Saigon. We provided gun support for the people as they were coming out to the ships that were out in the harbor to evacuate the people that were coming out of Saigon. People were coming out on floating on any kind of little boats, fishing boats, junks, anything that they could come out on. They're also flying helicopters out at the end, and they would take the people, they would land them on the ships, they would take the people and the stuff they brought out, their personal effects and stuff. And then they had brought out so many helicopters, they didn't have room for it anymore. So then they started shoving them off the sides of the ship into the ocean.
Sheedy says that with this trip, he hopes that 52 of those veterans will be able to get their closure.
During the Vietnam War, it was a really bizarre time in our country's history. Never before had troops that were coming back from a war be treated the way these guys were and everything else. And coming back now and being back with these guys and finding guys and having that sense of camaraderie, it's being around other veterans that have experienced some of the same things you have, or a lot of these guys have it a lot rougher than I did. And it's just amazing just to hear them talk.
That's Michael Sheedy, a Navy man serving off the coast of Vietnam.